Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is The Author Show, and I'm your host, Linda Thompson. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to live the life of an expat? In 9 years in Bangkok, Lessons Learned, author Sharon Bazant tells her own story, and she joins us from British Columbia, Canada, to share it with us. Sharon, welcome to The Author Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sharon, will you please give us a quick overview of 9 years in Bangkok?
Sure. 9 years in Bangkok, Lessons Learned is really an adventurous memoir of my mostly roller coaster life in Thailand. It's about my struggles, my challenges, my joys, my ups and downs, and in the end, the spiritual transformation, how I overcame this with spiritual transformation, and how that changed my life.
You mentioned a roller coaster ride. Did you ever just want to pack your bags and run away?
Yes, there were probably a few times I really wanted to do that.
And anything in specific that you want to share with us about one of those times?
Well, one part of the book is dedicated to my time at a major international school in Bangkok. I was there for 4.5 years, and I had a very challenging situation with a colleague who joined the staff, and I was very, very busy, and I didn't really pay attention, and she wanted my job, which I deduced in, you know, after the fact. And basically, she manipulated, went against me, did all sorts of things with the admin, to the point where I finally decided that despite the fact that I loved the students and I loved my work, I could no longer do it. And I quit my job, and in actual fact, I quit my career. I didn't teach again. It had a profound effect on me. I'd been teaching for between 20 to 30 years at that time, and I decided that it just ended my teaching career.
Wow. So what provided the motivation for you to share your experiences in a book?
Well, first I wrote the book as a personal catharsis, actually. I started writing my book when we first came back to Canada in 2005, and I wrote, I'd say maybe a third of the book. And then life got busy. Our children got married. We started having grandchildren. Things happened. And my book, what I had written, just sat there for about 10 years. Then I had the chance to join a writing course. And I timidly approached the person that was running the course with what I had written. And she had lots of experience. She volunteered to be my editor and my writing coach. She said, "You're a good writer. Let's get this out to the public." And it went from there.
Well, Sharon, what type of reader do you think would be most interested in reading 9 years in Bangkok?
Well, there are a lot of different readers. First of all, expatriates, people who want to live in a different country, a different culture, or anybody who has done that or aspires to do that. Also, women of a certain age who are going through menopause, workplace struggles, marriage struggles, family struggles, looking to find some balance in their life. I suppose anyone that's seeking some kind of spiritual transformation and looking, you know, identifying with the things I've gone through and seeing what might apply to themselves.
Since this is your first book, do you think any other author may have had an influence on your style of writing?
I'm an avid reader, so it's pretty hard to say. I've always liked Margaret Atwood. I've liked Ann Patchett. I've read all of Toni Morrison. I have a wide range of people that I've read. Barbara Kingsolver. I don't know that anyone's had a particular influence on me. I read an author when I was much younger called Marilyn French, who really had an impact on me. But I don't know that anybody knows about her anymore. She died quite a long time ago. But I just think my avid reading has really had an influence on my writing.
You begin your book with events that happened before you and your family left for Southeast Asia. Some of those events were tragic, heartbreaking, and even a bit cruel. Have you come to terms with your mother's decisions, and are you on good terms with your extended family now?
I would say generally, yes. I am on good terms with them. We're not close, but we have a decent relationship. We talk to each other periodically. We live fairly far away from each other. But as to whether I've come to terms with the decisions, I would say generally, yes. But forgiveness is a really tough thing. I talk about that in the book. I think forgiveness is one of the toughest things to come to terms with. And forgiveness is really for yourself, really, than for the other people. So what I do is, if I find myself obsessing or thinking about that again, I go back and meditate and get through it that way. Most of the time, I'm good. But there are times, you know, when I have to come back to it and redo it inside of myself to come back to forgiveness.
What was the most unsettling thing you experienced upon your arrival in Bangkok?
I would say the heavy traffic. That what comes to my mind absolutely first thing is the traffic that you cannot move in. And I'm sure it's the same today. We haven't been back to Bangkok for quite a while, but it is known for, I mean, as we lived there, I talk about that too. There were times when we sat in one place in traffic for over an hour. The traffic and the pollution, although you get used to the pollution and you don't notice it anymore, which is an unfortunate thing.
Oh, that just sounds awful. I get in traffic jams here and I can't think of anything worse. So yeah, that's an interesting analogy there. So with everything that happened while you were teaching at the international school, did you ever return to teaching after that?
Not really, no. I've done many different things since then. And at one point I did study and take up Thai massage, and I was certified to teach it. And I did a couple of classes teaching Thai massage. You know, I've maybe taught little bits of things to adults or something, but I've never actually gone back to teaching, no.
Sharon, you were in Thailand when that massive tsunami hit in 2004. How were you and your husband affected by this horrific event?
Well, we weren't directly affected, which was a miracle, really. We were on holidays in Hua Hin, which was on the other side of a rather narrow landmass from where that hit. And we didn't actually know about it until my son called in the middle of the night and said, "Are you all right? There's reports, you know, of this massive tsunami." And that's how we found out about it, because news just didn't travel about it at all. In fact, there was no early warning or anything for anybody. What we did find out afterwards, I was going for physiotherapy treatments at one of the hospitals. You do that in the hospitals there. And I witnessed the victims who lived coming in to be treated. And it was horrible. All, you know, they looked like they'd been thrown into a dryer with heavy branches. They were really bruised and beat up, and at least they lived. They had lived, but it had been a horrific circumstance, a horrific situation.
Wow. So as you look back at your time in Bangkok, what emotion comes to your mind first and foremost?
I would say, and now this is going to sound strange because Bangkok is anything but serene, but the Thai people and the religion of Buddhism is very serene. And I would say I feel calm, I feel serenity, I feel the powerful warmth of the weather and of the people. So many things, because I went through a lot of different emotions, but I would say the spirituality had a great impact on me. And when I think back, I think of that.
Have you ever returned to Southeast Asia?
We did. We went several times after we had come back to Canada for good. The last time we were there, though, was 2009. So we haven't been back for quite a while now, and we really would like to go back. We're thinking maybe within the next year or two, maybe we could take some of our family and go back and revisit it. The nice thing now is with all the social media, I'm really in touch with many of my former students and former colleagues, and sometimes you feel like you're just right there, you know? So that's good.
That is very good. So now that you've got one book under your belt, are you planning to write another one?
Yes, very soon. Before we, and this is mentioned in my book, actually, before we went to Thailand for 9 years, we lived 5 years in Pakistan. And that was our first posting. So it was quite, whereas Thailand is my soul's journey, I would say Pakistan was much more, shall we say, environmentally challenging. I've thought of a couple of titles, and one of them is Geckos and Guns, the Pakistan Years.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if I'll use that, but this is one thing that's passed through my mind lately.
So what would you say is the most important message in 9 years in Bangkok that you would like your readers to remember?
First of all, there's lessons to be learned in pretty much every chapter. I think the most important lesson I would like them to come away with is that there is resilience in all of us, no matter what challenges we face, be they family, really serious family issues or workplace issues or culture shock or physical problems. We're all resilient enough to face that and to overcome that and to start life again, no matter how old we are. I was in my 50s already during this time, and I changed the course of my life. I was going to Thai massage courses with people, you know, half my age, and they were saying, I can't imagine my mother doing this. So I think that's the most important thing, is just you can pretty much overcome anything in your life if you find the tools to do that.
I think that's a great message. So will you please read a short excerpt from 9 years in Bangkok for our listeners?
Certainly. This is chapter 2. It's called The Beginning. The first thing I remember is the softness of the breeze on my skin, wafting through my skirt, lifting wisps of my hair, the softness of the voices, the softness of the night air, the softness of the sea lapping against the sand, the softness of the hands in massage treatments. This was a place where the heat enveloped you like a blanket, where the palm trees whispered your name as you passed by, where people smiled in acknowledgement of your presence, where monks in their saffron robes slipped along in quiet contemplation. But this soft and gentle introduction to our new country would prove to be in sharp contrast to our grueling work schedules, our frustrations with incompetent administrators, and our exposure to a long list of scandals. We had no idea what was in store for us. Yes, we'd been transported to the land of smiles. It was almost 1996, and after 5 years in Pakistan, Wayne and I found ourselves in Thailand. We were already seasoned to the rigors of Asia and were well-traveled. We were in our late 40s and ready for a change. Pakistan held many memories and friendships for us, but it was time to move out of the restrictions of traditional Muslim culture. Wayne had secured a position with the United Nations in Bangkok, and I was to begin working for one of the top international schools in Thailand, subsequently referred to as CA, Central Academy. Because we'd arrived in Bangkok halfway through the school year, I was hired to teach English as a second language to young children. This wasn't my main area of expertise, but it would do for the time being. We were looking forward to a very positive experience for maybe 4 or 5 years. Then we reasoned it would be time to move on again. So coming up Christmas of 95, with great anticipation, we relocated to the Sukhumvit Road area of Bangkok near my school. We acquired a massive beauty of an apartment with teakwood floors and sliding glass doors opening onto balconies on both sides. There were carved teakwood accents, lots of windows, spacious bedrooms, and more bathrooms than we knew what to do with.
Sharon, where can we learn more about you, and where can we purchase 9 years in Bangkok?
9 years in Bangkok, Lessons Learned, is available on my publisher's website, booklocker.com, and at all online retail bookstores.
And I understand you've got a blog, is that correct?
Yes, it's called thebazantblog.com.
Will you spell your last name for us?
B-A-Z-A-N-T.
We've been talking with Sharon Bazant, author of 9 Years in Bangkok, Lessons Learned. Sharon, you have an amazing story to tell, and I just know our listeners are as intrigued as I am to learn more. I've really enjoyed talking with you today, and I hope that when you write that next book that you'll want to come back and chat with us again.
Oh, I'm sure I will. Thank you so much for having me. I've really enjoyed it.
9 Years in Bangkok is a personal and revelatory account of one woman's journey through the joys and trials of being a trailing spouse, teacher, and reinvented soul during her 9 years as an expat in Bangkok. If you've ever dreamed of living abroad, go to booklocker.com and pick up your copy of 9 Years in Bangkok, Lessons Learned. Also, please share this interview with your friends so that they too may become acquainted with our author. And remember that The Author Show may be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com. Plus, selected interviews can also be found on major podcasting platforms such as Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play, and many more. Whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of a new book, theauthorshow.com is a really great place to start.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.